Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to our great, great, great bulk mail haulers out there, the guys going from the bulk mail centers to the post office and back and making sure that people get their mail today, and our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline as well as the diesel fuel so that everybody's got enough petrol to run on. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Truth Social as Captain's America. And we're on Twitter as well at Captain's America. Now, we're also available on our website. You can go over there and check all the books we got there and whatnot. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you would care to, you can take a look at the and listen to the podcast that we have from yesterday that's there, but you'll have to wait till after the live show gets done, because right now, if you go over there to the website and you click on the link, it says listen here, you're going to get the live show that's playing right now. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. That's FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Morning.
I think we need to finish up a little bit about this shooting incident in Uvalde, Texas yesterday. So we were kind of talking about the extent to what had happened, 19 children killed, two adults killed, and unfortunately, I understand there's been a few more people wounded, so this may not be over yet.
Sadly, that's true, but, you know, he dropped out of high school. We don't know what connection there is to the elementary school, mm-hmm. if there is any, except that the fact that maybe there wasn't a school resource officer.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything about his parents. He was living with his grandmother. He apparently was born in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at Wendy's, and it appears that some bullying started on him in high school because of the clothes, the types of clothes he was wearing, and the fact that he wore eyeliner. At Wendy's, he was pretty much of a loner and didn't really socialize. So all those things right there tell you that, and I have a feeling that if you look at 911 calls or any kind of police reports, you're going to find out that he was known to law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody address this thing like it needed to be. Meanwhile, you know, you've got a situation here where you have to harden schools, but, you know, so you don't lose children, and I get that. But if you harden the schools, then you end up with a grocery store situation or a Walmart situation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have got, not to sound like Kamala Harris, but we haven't addressed the root causes of these things.
No, there's a mental health issue to this, and
yes.
It needs to be addressed. We need to do a better job of it.
You've got these politicians that are going after the weapons. Well, you know, it seems to me, I remember a Christmas parade not too long ago where a car barreled through.
That's right.
No? Okay, so, anyway.
Yeah, the weapon of choice there was a car.
Right. Didn't we have some several stabbings on transits in New York?
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah.
All right. So let's change gears a little bit now. Let's talk about some of these elections that we had last night. The big thing everybody was watching was Georgia. Are you surprised with anything you saw there?
No.
So we had Kemp get his 70% of the vote, so he's in like Flynn, a Republican governor candidate. And we had Stacey Abrams get her whatever percentage of the vote she got. She's in like Flynn.
Well, but he was running unopposed, so.
Okay, all right. And there was somebody else that got, what, 96% of the vote?
Raffensperger, the Secretary of State.
Right.
Against Jody Heiss.
Yep.
So.
And then we had Herschel Walker, who got his race, and he's going to go up against Senator Warnock.
Right.
So that ought to be interesting. And then in Arkansas, I was happy to see Sarah Huckabee Sanders get the governor's nod.
Correct.
Yep, that's going to be good. And we also had... Oh, and this is something else. In Texas, we have Henry Cuellar, who I think that's too close to call yet. It's like 200 or 300 votes difference. Cuellar was ahead last I saw.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car or a truck, and whether or not you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV, all of those can be insured by Geico. Remember, they also can insure the mobile home that you're living in or the house that you're living in, or maybe you have a condo, or maybe you are renting, whatever the case may be. They can get you insurance for that. And all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find out more. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
It appears that there was a legitimate plot that was uncovered to go against George W. Bush, a former president, and assassinate him.
Yes. We have this cat that's got quite a long name. But anyway, entered the United States in 2020, lived both in Indiana and Ohio. He came to the United States on a visitor's visa and then applied for an asylum. And that is still under review. He had not been granted that yet. Anyway, he's an Iraqi. he worked in the food business, and he was plotting to, he and at least up to six others to assassinate George H.W. Bush. There was some money that did exchange hands, and the people that he was communicating with was a couple of operatives in the FBI.
Right.
How he came on their radar, I do not know. But the plot was to bring in his co-conspirators in through the southern border and then leave again through the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
He did make a trip to Dallas. Do not know when, however, but he did make a trip to Dallas to scope out George Bush's home and whatnot. So this ought to be, in fact, another alarm bell when it comes to securing that southern border, because now we have foreigners in the United States that are exploiting the fact that it is so open. That they're planning an assassination plot around the fact that it's too easy to get in and out of that southern border. But this cat appeared in court yesterday, and if convicted, he could serve up to 20 years, up to.
Right.
So, you know, with everything that was going on yesterday, sadly so, this plot did not get the attention by those in government and immigration, because there's a lot of implications here, consequences here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now, Bush had a spokesperson that said that he relies and has confidence on his Secret Service detail. But I read the Department of Justice sheet on this. It didn't have a lot of detail. They didn't read the charging documents. Didn't get a chance to. But, yeah, this apparently had been going on for a little while. So a hat tip to the FBI on this one.
Right. And who knows what might have happened if they hadn't have reacted the way they did, right?
Well, that's it. And speaking of FBI, we are really finding out some very fascinating things on this Durham trial. And we're finding out that the Chicago FBI office was one of the ones that was highly tasked with going down this white paper, if you will, by Sussman and the thumb drives. And this alleged server thing that's, you know, had the back channels into the Alpha Bank of Trump, which all turned out to be false. And that there was a lot of evidence, a lot of facts that was kept from the agents that were assigned to this. And it was kept by or kept hidden, secretive, by the mm-hmm. seventh floor, otherwise known as James Comey and Andrew McCabe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's some interesting things that are shaking out here. I expect that this trial would necessarily be over by this week, but it's put an awful lot of other people on notice, and that includes McCabe and Comey. And I would also argue, based on what Robbie Mook had admitted about Hillary Clinton approving this plot to go to the media, it is also said by Mark Elias that they kept Obama current on these activities.
Right.
So, this is a very wide thing that investigation that Durham is doing. And he's going to have to break it down piece by piece by piece by piece. And he's clearly doing it. There's some new names in here that I had not heard. which then tells me what in the world was the Mueller team and the 21 people that he had over there. What in the world did they do for $35 million?
Played cards, I guess.
Well, you got to wonder if Sussman even has had a conversation with Mueller or with Andrew Weissman or anybody else on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to know that?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious that somebody didn't.
Well, and what documents were they working from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we pay government and we pay special prosecutors or special counselors big money and give them the resources to get things right. Well, the Mueller team got it right because there was nothing there. But you got all these other people that were involved, so it's kind of like you got to wonder where all those files are, where all those pieces of evidence are. You know, in fact, nobody has interviewed Andrew Weissman and said, have you been watching this trial? Are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Or how about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok? I think that we need to have our $40 million back.
Yeah, probably true. All right, now we'll wrap this up in the following manner. It looks like as if, according to Quinnipiac University survey, 60% of Hispanics dislike the job President Joe Biden is doing, and only 26% approve. Now, this is in sharp contrast to similar surveys conducted in 2020 and 2021, each one that found a majority of Hispanics approved of what Biden was doing.
Okay.
So he's in trouble with the Latinas and Latinos.
Well, he has been. That's not news, but, you know, when you keep polling people to try and sell a point, that's what you get.
Yep, and it's very interesting. And by the way, Senator Rand Paul says it's dangerous for Joe Biden to answer any foreign policy questions.
Oh, true words have not been spoken.
Correct.
There.
I wonder if he'll open his mouth again.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, the music is starting to come up in my ear here. We'll let you go, and I will be talking to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she has to offer, and sign up for her daily sit rep. And see what she has to say when she says it, and you'll know what goes on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
At least 18 students and 3 adults are dead after a teenage gunman ran onto the grounds of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, while fleeing from police on Tuesday afternoon. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night.
To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. suffocating. It's never quite the same.
President Biden has directed that American flags be flown at half-staff through sunset on Saturday in honor of the victims. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement earlier Tuesday saying the entire state is grieving for the victims of this, quote, senseless crime, unquote, and he thanked first responders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. National Aviation Academy, available online, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my area, Tampa Bay. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So those are the 2 campuses they have. And you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, you can go over there and see which campus you might want to go to, or believe it or not, you can go to both if you want. You can go to both. Now, what you're going to find out is you're going to be able to talk to the students that are there. You're going to be able to talk to the instructors that are there when they get some time off to do just that. And you'll be able to talk to the supervisor, director of admissions, which would be none other than our friend and pal, Pamela. So, think about this. You got an opportunity to better yourself. You have an opportunity to make a lot of money. You have an opportunity to not hurt at all for benefits or anything else because the National Aviation Academy, when they train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, you will suddenly see your pay spike to a point to where you probably won't need to worry too much again about anything. And I'll just leave that right there. The rest is up to you, young men and young women. The rest is up to you. And you owe it to yourself to check out and see what it is that they have to offer at National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Now, we have found out, due to the investigation, which was very lengthy, but they got an answer, we found out that poor navigational planning, management, and watch team execution led to the USS Connecticut's underwater crash in October, according to the Naval Intelligence Unit that's been investigating. Now, it also decided to get bigger because of another problem, and that was people didn't care for the program that they had, the transit that they were doing, changing the way they were doing stuff. Most people, if it's not broke, you don't fix it, right? Well, nope. They chose to fix it anyway. And, of course, they paid the price. Now, AerCab is back in vogue. New units, new cash wait lists and markets, new weapons, new classes, new equipment. I ask you, does it get any better? Not hardly. Not hardly. And if you want to take a look at what they have to offer their program, all you got to do is go over to the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, scroll down, and when it says campuses, and then it says curriculum, and it shows you what your schedule would look like and what you'd be doing, that gives you a very good idea as to what you'll be doing and how you'll be doing it and how soon you'll be doing it. Now, the Ukraine is getting Harpoon anti-ship missiles from Denmark and the Russian Black Seas. They're going to have to bring them through a Red Sea blockade, but we'll see if they can do that. And if they can, those will be really good sailors. But these small patrol boats, again, are going to be darting in and out and around looking for the American ships, just like they did before at one time. This time will be a little bit harder for them to do that, but we'll see. We'll see. Now, there are 28 countries in the United States and our surrounding area where people are from other areas around the world. And they ask you to do things for them every now and then. Most of it is they're trying to get a job, they're trying to go for an interview, they're trying to better themselves and go like one mark up the ladder. And for those of you that are over there at National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, in my backyard, I think that you should give them a chance. Even if all they've done is been there for the last 3 years or whatever, and they haven't graduated yet, but they're getting down to that time where they got to make all their minutes count, if you know what I mean. Now, Colombia, that's the country of Colombia, is going to train the Ukrainian military. They'll be doing that soon. It's a reward that I hadn't mentioned until right now because it's a special reward for those USF students that passed the course and they're looking good. Okay. The Captain's America Third Watch. We have to work real hard to get to where we're at here right at the moment because it's all about we the people. It's all about we the people. And let's talk a little something here about some of the things that are going on right here in my area. The Army has chosen the Sig Sauer for its next generation rifle, and not everybody is all that happy about it. Sig Sauer ultimately won the contract for the Naval Generation Squad Group, a competitor, but locally Lone Star Failure and their future weapons failed to get the course and to get the opportunity to put their product in front of the college. That may change at the next gun show. We thank you very much, people at Brunswick, for signing up. But we'll have to wait till the next time around to verify who you are. So there you go. And again, the website to go to is faa.edu. That's faa.edu. Go over there and see what you're getting for delivery, and then make up your mind based on what you see as to where you want to go to buy the products that you want to buy. Now, the U.S. Army has decided to cancel the Science and Technology Research Program for a potential program which would develop a strategic long-range condition where the U.S. Air Force and its Internet would have brave use and study of the military systems that are there in Fort Eustis, Virginia. Nobody knows how soon that will take place and how soon they'll get involved in that, but the Russians and their little buddies, the Japanese, are already doing that. The friendly skies are about to get a little bit crowded. That's just my opinion. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and we'll be back with more here on the program. I know you happen to like the general when he comes on. All right, I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and Moss Acura. That's right, Moss Acura here in Tampa, Florida, located on North Florida, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, you know, we get a lot of people that come down here from all over the country to winter and take a little vacation time, maybe hop on a cruise ship here in Florida. But Moss Nissan also gets customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring. And they have Moss Care with a Moss Acura. And even though the Moss Acura is a vehicle that you don't expect you're going to have any trouble with in terms of mechanics and whatnot, it's another one of those things that's going to help you when you need it. It's there if you need it. Now, check out Moss Acura online. That's spelled M-A-U-S. Of course, Acura is A-C-U-R-A, mossacura.com. Go to the website, check it out, see what they have to offer. And remember that all active duty veterans, as well as first responders and church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to them for their service to God and country. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Chris.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and we have to talk about this because it is a major story. But yesterday, the horrible, horrible church shooting, or school shooting, in Uvalde, Texas. I mean, could it get any worse?
It makes it, kind of honestly, it's tough to get out of bed sometimes, to get up and work. You're just trying to get your arms around a story like this. You put yourself in the shoes of the parents and the families of the kids that were just, elementary school kids, unthinkable. You send your kids off to school to summer's coming around the corner, kids are getting all excited. You're talking, second, third, and fourth graders. How do you even, wrap your arms around something like that, and how do you get over something like that? I'll never know. There's constant news stories coming out about this information, that information. Again, that's the only thing that I can really think about at this point in time. It makes it very, very hard.
Well, the shock to the system of the first responder when you see something like this never goes away, because I've seen some very good guys and gals retire over incidences like this where they can't stand it. They keep seeing that same old scenario in their mind, the body and the blood and all that sort of stuff. And when you deal with kids, that's the hardest thing for any first responder to tell you about. That they just it just tears you apart.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. What do you say? How do you comfort a parent who has something like this happens? You drop the kid off at school, you walk him to the bus in the morning, and something like this. It's very, very difficult.
Well, we'll change gears a little bit, but I just wanted to get that out there because our thoughts and prayers go to all the families, the first responders, anyone that's affected. It's a terrible thing. But first it was New York, then it was Philly, now Richmond, as the U.S. manufacturing has hit a skid in the month of May. Now, the slowdown in manufacturing activity on display in reports from the Federal Reserve Banks of New York and Philadelphia were confirmed by a survey from the Richmond Fed indicating that factory activity contracted in the Middle Atlantic region in May. Now, the 5th District Survey of Manufacturing Activity, their index dropped 23 points from a positive reading of 14 in April to a -9 right now, the lowest reading since May of 2020. When much of the economy was still reeling from the onset of the pandemic and all the lockdowns. So what do we do now, Coach?
What do you do right now? It's just, this is that supply chain issues. I'm sure that's playing a part in some of this, and not having the materials that you can to, continue to move forward with certain aspects of manufacturing. Might be some inventory buildups in certain areas. So that there's a myriad of reasons why things like this can occur, and we're still working through a lot right now in regards to supply chains and also input costs.
Now, Russia is about ready to face a debt default. I know you've been following that, and I've been talking about it, but right now we'll get a little bit more technical about it. The U.S. will close the last avenue for Russia to pay its billions in debt back to the international investors on Wednesday. Now, making a Russian default on its debts for the first time since the Bolshevik Revolution is all but inevitable. The Treasury Department said in a notification that it does not plan to renew the license to allow Russia to keep paying its debt holders through American banks. That's going to be something.
This is part of the controversy, whether or not people are saying that this is good for America, because they're saying it's weaponizing, in essence, the dollar and the banking system, and what this is going to mean down the road, and whether or not, because of this, other countries are going to look to find an alternative. Do I think that this is a story? Do I think it's important? Yes. However, I think it's a bigger task at hand. Right now, and we're talking about this conflict is the shipping lanes out of Odessa.
Right.
Trying to get, the back and forth deciding what they're going to do. Are they going to help get all these silos are full, and they got to get all this food out onto the world markets, and that port has been, it's been mined, but it's also being blocked, and whether or not they're going to go ahead and try to help escort these ships out. going to have to see whether or not you get Turkey on board, because obviously they control, you know, you get in and out of Black Sea down there, down by Istanbul, and whether or not this will be a NATO operation or one of those coalition of the willing things that they put together to make this happen. So that's another big you know, story that's out there right now, and we're going to see what's going to happen moving forward.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there and check him out and see all the different things that he writes about and that he talks about on his show, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Now, according to the previously reported news about Stacey Abrams, she also attacked her home state of Georgia in saying, "I'm tired of hearing about how we're the best state in the country to do business in when we are the worst state in the country to live." Oh, I guess that's not going to go over very well. That's what she said yesterday in a tweet.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Well, yesterday and the day before. She's got 2 days of tweets here.
Okay, I thought she tried to walk it back yesterday to some degree.
Yeah, she did.
I'm not sure, but yeah. Again, it's, you know, you got to be kind of careful. I mean, a lot of these politicians think, you know, they get up on stage and they get nuts with a microphone. You know, you're basically, you know, calling out and you know, a state that you're trying to become governor for, saying it's, you know, not a very good place to live. Well, the demographics would say otherwise. A lot of people moving there, state of Georgia. A lot of people moving to many of these states out of the Northeast. And I don't see it. I don't see it changing much. I mean, we've got major issues. It's getting worse instead of better. I mean, you know, we're going to start calling for the good old days of de Blasio soon here in places like New York City with the type of crime, the type of violence that's taking place here. So it's, you know, it's a hell of a lot better than the situation we have here. Terrible incidences of crime, and you see who committed these crimes, and these are people with rap sheets that are the size of an old-fashioned telephone book, and they just keep letting these people go. It's frustrating as a taxpayer, you know, to see this, to say, you know, why am I even bother paying for police force or cops? It doesn't make any difference. They're just going to let all the bad guys out of jail.
Isn't de Blasio running for Congress right now, too?
Yeah, they redistricted part of New York. I guess he's trying to get run for Congress, one of these new districts, so we'll see.
All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so you have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather, and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff that he has to put out, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.